in the deep blue state of California, many farmers voted for Donald Trump despite his hardline stance on immigration. That industry relies on migrant workers. Vanessa Roncagno from Here and Now contributor KQED talked with some of those farmers as the new administration prepares to take office.
It's after 5 o'clock and dark outside when men in dirty jeans and work boots start streaming into a small record store in the city of Mendota. Racks of CDs and music posters line the walls, but nobody's browsing. The guys are in line to use the store's wire transfer service. They're sending money home to families in Mexico and El Salvador. We just came in from the fields, 9 hours pruning pistachio trees, says a weary-looking guy in a dust-covered sweatshirt. He'll only say his name is Pablo, because like all the farm workers I talked to for this story, he's in the country illegally. I ask him what he thinks of Donald Trump's tough talk on immigration. You think a gringo is going to be pruning pistachios, he says. In 17 years working California fields, he says he's only seen Latinos, mostly immigrants, doing this work. So this idea that he's taking away a job, he doesn't buy it.
We're picking strawberries that are going to go to the farmer's market.
Fruit farmer Steve Murray says he needs foreign workers. I meet Murray on his farm outside Bakersfield, where a few workers are crouched among rows of berries.
Did we finish over here, or when we get a chance, we'll pull the covers over those?
Even though this area has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state, Murray has a hard time finding people to pick his fruit. He didn't vote for Trump and says his business would suffer if the new administration carries through on plans for mass deportations.
When the economy went south, what was that, in 2007, 8, 9? And jobs dried up. There were people that returned to Mexico and didn't come back. It's hard to imagine that things could get much worse.
An hour north, near Porterville, dairy farmer Tom Barcelos is feeling more optimistic. He tells me he met Trump, and he's betting the president-elect's business-friendly side will win out.
Of course, you've heard about him saying you're going to build a wall. But what he told us is that wall's going to have a door in it. And we're going to talk to the right people that want to come in and work, and they're going to have an opportunity to do that.
There's already an agricultural guest worker program, the H-2A visa program, and use has gone up steadily over the past 5 years. But every farmer I talked to complained about it. They called it cumbersome and expensive, since employers are required to pay for housing and travel for their workers. So some experts speculate a Trump administration might strip away worker protections and create a program that's more favorable to employers. Barcelo says Trump assured him people who've been working in the U.S. for years will have a chance to get temporary visas, too. But
Citizenship, that's a different animal, and let's not mix up the two.
A path to citizenship does not seem likely under Trump. Not every farm worker I spoke with wanted citizenship, though. Take 36-year-old Eugenio. I meet him while he's pruning pistachio trees on a farm near Bakersfield.
I have a family, so I make a little money, and then I go back to Oaxaca, where I'm building a house.
Eugenio says he's crossed the border 8 times illegally, but he says border security is so tight now, he hasn't been home in 5 years.
I'm trying to figure out how to come with a work visa. I'd really like that.
Then there's people like El Fego, who's working on a tree nearby. He doesn't like the idea of visas. He's been here 17 years. His family is here.
What would happen if Trump starts giving visas to people over there?
El Fego worries legal guest workers from Mexico will replace him.
And what happens with those of us who are here? He'll deport us because we're illegal.
Some worry the future under President Trump could bring more raids, or the forced use of E-Verify, a tool for checking work eligibility, or less enforcement of farm worker protections. For now, the only thing certain is that the Valley's $35 billion agricultural economy needs policies that balance the needs of both growers and workers. For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.